If you'd like, you can open your Bibles to Matthew 24. And while you're doing that, I want to read to you some English idioms, or they're idioms in English, figurative idioms that we get from the Bible. You know, phrases that you may or may not know originated in the Bible. And now I'm wishing I wrote it bigger instead of all these on a little tiny sticky note. Skin of my teeth from Job 19. Wolf in sheep's clothing, Matthew 15. The writing is on the wall, Daniel 5. The apple of my eye, Psalm 17 and Proverbs 7. A drop in the bucket, right? I think we probably say that quite often, drop in the bucket, an idiom. Isaiah 40 and verse 15. Going the extra mile, Matthew 5. Salt of the earth, Matthew 5. Bite the dust, Psalm 72. The root of the matter, Job 19. A labor of love, 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 3. A leopard can't change its spots, Jeremiah 13. A man after my own heart, 1 Samuel 13. Eye for an eye, Exodus 21. To cast the first stone, John 8. And out of the mouth of babes, Psalm 8. And there's more. I can't remember how many more. I did this the other day, but I just kind of wrote it on here. And so I was just thinking about that, how interesting it is. Isaiah 55 and verse 11, God says that his word will not return to him void. Right? And these idioms, right, that's the word of God. These sayings here. And, you know, God's word will always return to him with its intended purpose. It will not be void. So, you know, even in these idioms here that they're God's word and they glorify him. And so what I was thinking about that I wanted to kind of share, get you to think about here in the middle of the week, is God's word is ever present. Even when sometimes we're not paying attention, even if we're ignoring it, even when we're busy, right? God's word is always present. You know, we're not looking for it, it's there. And maybe that's why things like this, God and his providence, have kind of worked into our everyday life. So here in Matthew 24, in verse 35, it says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. And so the plea or the reminder is to seek God in all things. And let me just mention the context here where we see this in Matthew 24 and verse 35. He's going to be talking about, hey, Jesus is coming back. You know, he says no one knows the time in verse 36. Verse 42, watch therefore, you do not know the hour the Lord is coming. Verse 44, therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Chapter 25, verse 13, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. And then he goes on a little bit further here to give us a window into the day of judgment. So are you ready? Have you made preparation, right? That's there's three parables here in this context about preparation. You know, are you looking for the Word of God in everything? Are you ready? If we can help you get ready this evening, whether it's to put on Christ in baptism or to be reconciled to him, we'd love to do that. We'd love to pray with you, pray for you, whatever it is you might need to get right with God. Or if you just need encouragement, if you just need strength, let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.